Clap.
Doesn't make them sleep. Makes them sound
okay.
Alive.
Your name is
Chocolate?
Clapper?
No.
That's the name of that. Okay. This is some stuff that people who are on diets eat a lot of. White stuff. Like put on tomatoes.
Kind of cheese?
Yeah. Okay. And this expression, if you have, if you just milked your cows, you might do what with the milk to get some of the impurities out.
Let it stand?
Or if you're going to pass it through a fine wire mesh.
Pasteurize?
Or strain?
Strain it.
Strain what?
The milk.
Okay. What about a dessert that's baked in a deep dish? It's got a nice crust on it. And
pie?
Something a little bit different from pie.
Custard? Pudding?
Or maybe made out of peaches or apples or...
strudel? I can't remember.
Would you ever call it a cobbler?
Cobbler, yeah. That's what I'm trying to think of.
What kind could you have?
Berry cobbler. Apple, peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this expression, somebody has a good appetite. You say he really likes to put away his...
food?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a sweet liquid that you would pour over a pudding or a pie? You might have milk and cream, maybe nutmeg, you know? Just a liquid that would add taste.
I don't know.
Call it a sauce.
Well, I guess you could. But does that necessarily be a dessert?
That's what I'm interested in mainly. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 yeah. Food that you eat between regular meals, you say you're...
Snacks.
And this verb, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you what breakfast?
I had breakfast.
Are you?
Ate breakfast.
I have already.
Eaten breakfast.
What time did you?
Eat breakfast.
Okay. If you're thirsty, what might you get to drink? You might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
All right. If you drop the glass, it's going to
break.
Yeah, I dropped it and it
broke.
Every time I've done it, it has
broken.
Okay. And if you're a thirsty person, you might ask, how much do you
drink?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I
drank
a gallon. Okay. How much have you
drunk?
What would you say if you were entertaining some people? They're all standing around the dining table. You might say, well, go ahead and
eat.
Well, before they eat, they have to, if they're standing around the table, you say, go ahead and
be seated.
Okay. So, the word sit, they went ahead and down.
Sat.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and...
sit down.
Okay. They had already...
sat down.
Okay. What would you say to someone if you don't want them to wait until the food's passed to them? Go ahead and...
eat.
Okay. Or yourself? Go ahead and...
get started.
Okay. Do you ever say help yourself?
Oh, help yourself, yeah.
Okay. That verb help, so they went ahead and
helped themselves.
They had already
helped themselves.
Okay. What would you say if someone passed something to you that you just couldn't stand to eat?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, this phrase, if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
reheated.
And you would call the food itself where
leftovers.
Alright. You put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Okay. You ever heard of any kind of food that you made by boiling just cornmeal and water, maybe adding a little salt? All right. Are you familiar with anything called mush or kush?
Uh-uh.
Neither one. Okay. What's the general term for things like peas and beets and carrots?
Vegetables.